From Vesper to Plover.
W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic
ABC
Media
News,
app.
I'm Justin Finch. Former President Trump facing a new deadline this afternoon in the January 6th case. His legal team has been asked to limit what he says about the indictment in person and on social media. ABC's Jay O'Brien.
Trump's lawyers must respond and make their case after the special counsel's request for a protective order. Smith's team pointing to Trump's social media use and arguing Trump might use it to disclose evidence or even intimidate witnesses in the January 6th case.
Two firefighters and their pilot killed when the chopper they were in collided with another helicopter and crashed in Riverside County.
The first helicopter was able to land safely nearby. Unfortunately, the second helicopter crashed. And tragically, all three members perished.
CAL FIRE official David Fulcher. Yellow Trucking shut down last week. This week is filing for bankruptcy. The trucking company has been struggling financially for the past several years. This is ABC News. Warnings about a new way scammers are trying to separate you from your money using the payment app Zelle. ABC's Derek Dennis has the story.
It was creepy.
Creepy for Rachel Adler of San Francisco, who told our station KGO that a man pretending to be a Bank of America fraud prevention officer called her claiming there had been money siphoned out of her account. The phony caller assured Adler he would stop the theft, but first she had to Zelle the same amount of money back to herself and then ignore a Bank of America fraud alert. Adler's loss?
$5,500.
Experts say it's happening all over and banks know it, but once money is approved and sent and a fraud alert is ignored, little can be done to retrieve it.
Rapper Tory Lanez facing sentencing today for shooting fellow rapper Megan Thee Stallion in the foot 3 years ago. He was convicted in December of three felonies, including assault. Justin Finch, ABC News.
Does your financial strategy include your hopes and dreams? What matters most to you? For over 100 years, Thrivent has helped clients like you find financial solutions for life's important goals. Explore a full range of options, from financial advice and investments to insurance, banking, and generosity programs. To have a heart-to-heart about your finances, contact Mandy Roberts, who you may recognize as Mandy Wright. Call her at 715-470-1303. 715-470-1303. Mandy Roberts proudly serves the Central Wisconsin area. For more details, visit thrivent.com/disclosure.
Looking for a new pair of glasses? Hoola Eyewear has you covered. As one of Madison's only local, independent, and family-owned eyewear stores, Hoola has been connecting people with fun, unique, and stylish frames for nearly 25 years. With glasses, readers, and sunglasses for customers of all ages, you'll find a variety of frames to fit your style and price points to fit your lifestyle. So don't wait. Head to Hoola Eyewear now at Hilldale Shopping Center and find your pair of glasses. Hoola Eyewear. Uniquely you.
10 years ago, we opened with a single location. We had one glass blower, that's me, and a full display of artistically created glass pipes and products. Today, you've helped us grow to three successful locations. Ignite Glass and Gifts thanks you for your continued support. We'll be here as long as you need us. Madison's favorite for glass gifts and bait. Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. One solid decade. Man, does that feel good.
She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a long-time tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
This summer, Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX has a new starting lineup.
Yes! That's awesome!
Beginning at 6, Up North News. Then at 8, The Stephanie Miller Show. At 11, As Goes Wisconsin. Then at noon, Civic Media Network News. 12:15, Town Call. 1 p.m., The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Tom Hankrut. Then at 6, The Maggie Dawn Show. On Mad Radio, 92.7 WMDX.
For over a century, AM radio has evolved to meet the needs of our community. More than 80 million listeners depend on AM radio each month. It's also the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. A new bill in Congress would ensure this free, reliable service remains in cars. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM radio for every vehicle act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Donald J. Trump has now been indicted for a third time. The purpose of the conspiracy was to overturn the legitimate results of the 2020 presidential election by using knowingly false claims of election fraud. The defendant enlisted co-conspirators to assist him in his criminal efforts. Jim Troupas, Ron Johnson, they're coming for you. Giuliani, Sidney Powell, Jeffrey Clark, yeah, you as well.
Weeknights at 6 p.m.
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Across Wisconsin from Civic Media, this is Up North News Radio. Now, live from our Lake Wissota studio, here's the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Breitlove.
Welcome back to the second hour of Up North News Radio for this Monday, August 7th, National, what did I say, it was Purple Heart Day, yes, of course, National Lighthouse Day, National Raspberries and Cream Day. So if we can modify that slightly to National Raspberries and Cream Cheese Day, so I can get a raspberry cream cheese pie from Main Street Bakery up in Bloomer, then I'm in. I'll do it. Kristen Lyerly is sticking around for a little bit with us as well. Also a fan of raspberries and cream, I assume.
Of course. And pie.
And pie overall. And then tomorrow you won't be here. So do we need to celebrate ahead of time that tomorrow's International Cat Day? Because here's how we're going to celebrate it. We don't care. Because that's what the cats would do. The cats wouldn't care. So we're not going to care that tomorrow's International Cat Day.
We'll acknowledge it and then put our noses up in the air and be like, fine.
Yeah, fine. Tomorrow's also Sneak Some Zucchini Onto Your Neighbor's Porch Day, which I remember a year ago getting into it with you and Mathers about, you know, whether zucchini has any value or not. And there you guys are. And now Aaron goes and pipes in and says, yeah, there's a zucchini in his fridge that he would actually willingly eat for some reason.
Yeah, I'd cook it up. I know I've done that sometimes at my parents' house. And a nice baked or fried zucchini with your chicken dinner, like chicken, rice, zucchini, that's pretty good, I think.
Back over here is a kind of a cardboard coaster. And I'm going to substitute one of those for the zucchini. I'm going to see if you can taste the difference. put it in there.
No, you don't like do the big woody zucchinis. Like those are, you know, that's compost.
Okay.
You have to do the young tender zucchini.
Okay. Consider me schooled.
That's what they called me in high school.
Young tender zucchini. That's a great name for a band.
God, I hope somebody takes that and we get credit someday. Coming up this hour, Wisconsin Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski and our friends from Motherhood for Good will be here to review how Sarah's group Women Win Wisconsin played a vital role in April's state Supreme Court election and how moms can continue to grow their level of civic engagement so that our state doesn't backslide from its recent gains. So we'll talk to Sarah Godlewski, Nicole Slavin, and Aaron Phillips. All on the way, but Kristen, you're a mom, and so you're qualified to talk about this as well.
Ooh,
about the importance of just staying plugged in, staying engaged, and not just saying, well, there's not another election now for, you know, a year, so I don't have to think about it. Yeah, you do.
Oh, yeah. Now's the time to start thinking about it so mm-hmm. that you can start planning and connecting with people and talking about some of the things that are important to you. Because ultimately, an election isn't just about picking a name on the ballot. It's about deciding what you want for the future for you and especially for your kids.
Yeah. I was talking with some friends yesterday, and they were, one of them was saying that she needed some cheering up. She said, because she was already getting depressed about the 2024 election. And I said, no. That's, depressed is not the way to go on this, because I said, look, I think about the 2024 election all the time too. The reason I don't get depressed or anxious about it is it's still so early. In how many past cycles did people already say Howard Dean was going to be the nominee, mm-hmm. you know, or Rudy Giuliani was, you know, guaranteed to be the nominee, or Chris Christie or whatever. It's so far off yet that it's not that you can't get that deeply invested into what the race is going to be yet. I mean, honestly, and I don't mean to throw a grenade into the room, we don't even know that Joe Biden and Donald Trump are going to be the nominees yet. Either one of them could have some kind of a health scare, or, you know, whatever, you know, in Trump's case, a legal problem. We don't know. So we should care about the issues. We should care about what they say. And the last thing I said about it is, when it comes to who the Republican candidates are, really the only thing to pay attention to right now is not where they are on all these culture war issues that they like to bring up, or, you know, the budget or what have you. The only thing that really matters for those candidates right now is, are they sycophants for Trump? Or are they showing some separation? Are they showing that they're willing to call him out? And not in a mealy-mouthed way, but like in a full-throated way, like the way Chris Christie's doing now, the way that Mike Pence, ever so slowly, but he's getting there faster than some of the other candidates. That's the thing you got to watch out for. Because if we're going to tell moms to stay engaged and want to vote and everything, then they need to know that one of the candidates is either also going to be for democracy, or is going to stand with Trump and say, I'm willing to overturn an election and call it just a technical legal matter, you know?
You're so right. And while all of that is playing out on that level, let's remember that closer to home, in our cities, in our counties, in our states, are really the fundamental elections that affect us every single day. In the spring, we've got the nonpartisan elections coming up. Those are the school boards and the mayors and the county boards. Those are the things that you really want to make sure you know who you're voting for. And those are often the people who you don't know who you're voting for, because there's so much less information there. So if you're interested in digging around and finding out more about these people, or heck, maybe you even want to run, maybe you want to be part of the future of your community, that's an option for you.
You know what?
Truly is.
We need to get the folks from Emerge on the show and maybe Run for Something. Run for Something is the name of a group as well, to get people to run and get people thinking about it now, because that's, again, you know, you're the solution we've all been waiting for, you know, so let's all do that for ourselves. Hey, great to talk to you. Have a wonderful start to the week.
Thanks. Right back at you, brother.
Have fun in Chicago. No hometown health this week. You say hi to the boss for us.
I will.
And we'll do this again next Monday morning.
Can't wait.
All right. Talk to you later. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right. Our weatherology forecast is coming up, along with a Brewers update and more next. You're up north.
Did you know the Wisconsin State Fair is 172 years old? It still celebrates the industries important to our state's history, like agriculture. But every year, new attractions and items are added. This year, there's more than 100 new foods to try. So what do you think topped the culinary list last year? Flamin' Hot Cheetos Chicken on a Stick? Deep-fried Old Fashioned? Or Pino Pretzel Popper Brat? The answer's coming up. The Wisconsin State Fair didn't start in its current home of West Dallas. The first was in Janesville along the Rock River, then moved to different locations the next 40 years. The original cream puff has been around almost as long. Close to 400,000 are gobbled up every year. So which food was number one last year? It was the Pino Pretzel Popper Brat. It came out on top. The State Fair is a true slice of Wisconsin, and it runs through August 13th. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network. She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a longtime tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a longtime tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Did you know the Wisconsin State Fair is 172 years old? It still celebrates the industries important to our state's history, like agriculture. But every year, new attractions and items are added. This year, there's more than 100 new foods to try. So what do you think topped the culinary list last year? Flamin' hot Cheetos chicken on a stick? Deep-fried old-fashioned? Or pino pretzel popper brat? The answer's coming up. The Wisconsin State Fair didn't start in its current home of West Allis. The first was in Janesville along the Rock River, then moved to different locations the next 40 years. The original cream puff has been around almost as long, close to 400,000 are gobbled up every year. So which food was number one last year? It was the pino pretzel popper brat. It came out on top. The State Fair is a true slice of Wisconsin, and it runs through August 13th. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's that time of year again. The fall sports season is about to kick off, and you'll want the best seat in the house so you can get in on all the action. But when it's time to go, you know, to use the facility, you want the best seat there too. That's why you should call Crockett Septic. Crockett Septic can provide porta-potty rentals for a competitive price and provide reliable service to ensure your porta-potty seat will always be a good one too. Wait a second. What if you stay home to watch the game? You better make sure your throne is ready to go, especially if you have friends coming over. Many area counties right now are sending out reminder cards that it's time to get your septic pumped. So call Crockett Septic and they'll take care of that right away so you'll have the best seat in the house.
Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whiff. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
Yeehaw! Here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. High of 82, today, under partly cloudy skies, north winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies, tonight, slight chance for scattered showers, lows around 57. High temperatures reach up to 84 tomorrow. Mid-80s, Wednesday, with a chance for scattered thunderstorms, low 80s, Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 60.
Great app. You can find it over at civicmedia.us. And from there, you can make any one of the Civic Media radio stations your home station so that when you call up the app, you just have to hit the play button and you're taking your favorite local radio station on the road with you. You can listen back to shows. You can also subscribe to our shows as podcasts. Go to civicmedia.us or Apple or Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts, and just look for example, Up North News Radio. Subscribe to it, and you'll get each hour of programming, in this case, our 6 a.m. hour and our 7 a.m. hour, as two separate episodes, and that way you can listen to it at your leisure and take us along and not lose out on any of the goings-on as we talk about, you know, what's happening in the news in Wisconsin and around the country. For example, around the country, it's a little interesting to note that Donald Trump is still a free man this morning after he spent the weekend on social media doing the very things that he told the judge he would not do last week during his arraignment on charges of trying to overturn the 2020 election. And that would be making threatening remarks about the judge and about the prosecutor and saying other things that could potentially taint a jury pool. But again, there appear to be two sets of rules, you know, one for Trump and one for everybody else, so that while he was, out on social media, he could continue to, you know, insult his former vice president, continue to make false claims about an election that he says was stolen, but that he knows was not. Meanwhile, his lawyer was making the case to the judge that there should be a delay in the case, because that's what he's going to do all the time, is push for delays. And yet that same lawyer, John Laurel, found time to appear on CNN and Fox and ABC and NBC and CBS. So a lot of time to do talk shows. But he was trying to push back against the notion that Trump was pressuring Vice President Mike Pence to overturn the election. And the way that Laurel said this was, I guess, funny in a very sad way. What President Trump didn't do, Laurel said, what President Trump didn't do is direct Vice President Pence to do anything. He asked him in an aspirational way. He asked him in an aspirational way. You understand what that is, because anybody who has seen any kind of a mobster movie knows that that's what the people at the top do. They don't say, rob the bank. They say, that's a nice bank. It would be a shame if something happened to it. And then go on to say, well, I never said the magic words. And yet, that's what John Laurel was just straight up saying, that that's exactly what Trump did. In another case, he pushed back and said that Trump didn't order Pence to break the law. Laurel said something to the effect of, you know, that it was a technical violation of the Constitution. That's not the same as breaking a criminal law. Any violation of the Constitution is a violation of the law. They're one and the same. It's literally where we get our laws. They come by way of the Constitution. But so John Laurel didn't do his boss a lot of favors. But then again, Trump didn't do himself favors either by referring to special counsel Jack Smith as deranged and referring to former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi as sick and demented. And of course, he had the one at the start of the weekend that said something to the effect of, if you come after me, I'm coming after you. Now, imagine any other defendant putting that up on social media, that kind of threat of payback, and getting away with it. So there were folks already speculating this morning that whether Trump was going to be hauled back into court, maybe even threatened with jail time. And I'm going to take the slightly contrarian view, and I'm going to do so in a way that invokes a past case here. And that, of course, would be the case of the Waukesha County judge who presided over the Christmas parade case. And, you know, again, in doing so, Jennifer Doro later became a state Supreme Court candidate. And while I did not think that, you know, she would have necessarily been a good choice for state Supreme Court, as I said at the time, that takes nothing away from how she handled the case of the Waukesha Christmas parade killer, who represented himself and was an outlandish defendant, all the time interrupting and making wild accusations. And to Judge Doro's great credit, she did not take the bait. She calmly and meticulously went through the case, went through the trial, let the defendant, you know, speak and lash out from time to time. But in doing so, in moving the trial along, it made the case that should he choose to appeal, that he was treated fairly, that the judge did not allow things to become a circus. You know, he was still making outbursts, but she wasn't shouting back at him with bailiffs hauling him away to jail all the time. And I guess in that same vein, that's maybe what we have to expect from the Trump trial. It is absolutely understandable if the judge in this case, or in any case, were to say, based on some social media post or some idiotic thing that he says in a campaign rally, that he had gone too far and that, you know, he was going to have his, you know, bond revoked and have to be remanded to custody so that he could no longer cause problems. I can understand that a judge might do that at some point, but I think that you have to almost pick your battles carefully, which I know sounds like we're elevating Trump to a different level. But again, much like the Waukesha trial, you need to be able to make the case that you, by and large, stuck to the facts of the case, despite the outbursts. So it's going to be one thing if he calls, you know, Jack Smith deranged, and if he talks about little Mike Pence and all these other stupid things that he's going to do. The line, in my view, will be if he were to try to do something that would lead to, say, making public information that his attorneys are going to get as part of the discovery process, and then want to try to put that out on social media. And that is the motion that's actually going to be discussed today in court. It won't be discussed today, but motions are due today, as far as making sure that, you know, Trump is not allowed to disseminate some of the sensitive information that he's going to receive, that his attorney is going to receive as part of the discovery process. I understand we're walking a tightrope on that, that, you know, if you don't crack down on Trump right away, you run the risk that he's going to, you know, say something that might even jeopardize the impartiality of the case. But I'm going to say again that I think that much like the Waukesha trial, we're going to try to be judicious in how you handle basically the outbursts of a petulant child. Dick from Madison is calling in. Dick, do you have a comment on today's topic?
Well, I would normally agree with you, except there's this difference between Trump and the Christmas situation, which this guy's got a lot of crazy followers who he might just incite to do something totally outrageous. And I personally think they need to put a gag order on him and make it stick.
Because Dick, thank you.
There are some unhinged people.
You're absolutely right. It is an extremely well-taken point. And I'm not even pushing back when I say this part, that the folks that are already unhinged and following him are out there right now, and anything might provoke them, which is not to say that I'm right. It's not to say that you're wrong. I think these are the kinds of things, the back and forth you and I are having right there, that a good judge is going to have to take seriously. And I hope that she does and does the right thing. Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski and Motherhood for Good next. You're up north.
This summer, Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX has a new starting lineup. 12:15, Town Call. 1 p.m., The Todd Alba Show on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. Former President Trump facing a new deadline this afternoon in the January 6th case. His legal team has been asked to limit what he says about the indictment in person and on social media. ABC's Jay O'Brien.
Trump's lawyers must respond and make their case after the special counsel's request for a protective order. Smith's team pointing to Trump's social media use and arguing Trump might use it to disclose evidence or even intimidate witnesses in the January 6th case.
Two firefighters and their pilot killed when the chopper they were in collided with another helicopter and crashed in Riverside County.
The first helicopter was able to land safely nearby. Unfortunately, the second helicopter crashed. And tragically, all three members perished.
Cal Fire official David Fulcher. Yellow Trucking shut down last week. This week is filing for bankruptcy. The trucking company has been struggling financially for the past several years. This is ABC News.
Darcy Haber, I hear you have solar panels on your office building. Since when are real estate brokers so concerned about the environment?
True, you should know that at Solidarity Realty, we provide outstanding real estate service while adhering to our core progressive values. Environmental sustainability is a big part of that.
So you really walk your talk, huh?
Yeah, I even walk to work.
Come on, always?
Well, sometimes I bike, and if I have an appointment across town, I use my solar panels to charge my plug-in.
Solidarity Realty. They're real, they're solid, and they're honest. Check them out at SolidarityRealty.com.
This is Chad Spate. In 1992, I moved to Madison to pursue a PhD at UW, and I started a residential remodeling company called Chad's Carpentry. I was eager to make a difference, to change the world, and I soon realized that our remodeling company was a great place to start. We pride ourselves on understanding how houses work so that your home improvement project actually improves your home, and we love what we do. To learn more, go to chadsdesignbuild.com, and thank you, Madison, for 30 great years.
It's so hot. Wait, now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. Did you know the Wisconsin State Fair is 172 years old? It still celebrates the industries important to our state's history, like agriculture. But every year, new attractions and items are added. This year, there's more than 100 new foods to try. So what do you think topped the culinary list last year? Flamin' Hot Cheetos Chicken on a Stick? Deep-fried Old Fashioned? Or Pino Pretzel Popper Brat? The answer's coming up. The Wisconsin State Fair didn't start in its current home of West Alice. The first was in Janesville along the Rock River, then moved to different locations the next 40 years. The original cream puff has been around almost as long. Close to 400,000 are gobbled up every year. So which food was number one last year? It was the Pino Pretzel Popper Brat. It came out on top. The State Fair is a true slice of Wisconsin, and it runs through August 13th. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network. She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a long-time tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
All right, it's time for another Motherhood Monday, something we couldn't do last week with our friends from Motherhood for Good because it takes a host with a voice to actually host a radio show. So they were kind enough to hang around and put things off for a week. So we're going to join up with Aaron Phillips and Nicole Slavin in just a moment with their special guest, Secretary of State for the state of Wisconsin, Sarah Godlewski. So we've got so much to talk about yet before Terry Bell joins us with three things to know to start the week, all before we wrap things up for Monday to get the week going. But right now, let's get to the Secretary and Aaron and Nicole. Ladies, good morning.
Good morning.
So nice to see you all here. Madam Secretary, how are things in the role here? You're back serving the public after a bit of a hiatus. What do we think of the new gig so far?
I will tell you, Pat, it's been exciting. And as I always like to say, I'd rather be busy than bored. And so I am far from bored in my new position. In fact, I recently got back from the Secretary's Estate Conference in Washington, D.C. And we had not been there for over a decade. And so everybody was excited and giving Wisconsin a round of applause. So it was really nice to be there with my colleagues and learn all the great things that we can be doing with this office.
Well, especially since, the Secretary of State's office, you know, the duties vary by state, and in Wisconsin, those duties have been rather minimized, shall we say. So I'm guessing you got some good food for thought for things that you would like to do over the next, you know, 3+ years.
Yeah, I mean, it's everything from we are clearly behind when it comes to modernizing the way some of our just basic services to serve the people of Wisconsin. So folks from like Superior have to drive to my office to get whether it's different documents authenticated, to the Secretary of State's office has a unique connection often with the State Department. And they work on international opportunities, whether it is for cultural exchanges or for businesses and industry. And so I think there's just a lot of really helpful and different things that we can be thinking about.
Look at you trying to turn this into an office that is all about public service and civic engagement and gets us right into the wheelhouse here for Nicole and Aaron and Motherhood for Good. And Nicole and Aaron, I'll start with you in setting up this week's segment. It was in part to highlight all of the work that moms and women have done, not just because they care, but because they want to do exactly that. They want to serve people. They want to serve their community. And you can only do that if you're getting involved. And that's really a big focus of what you want to talk about this week, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, part of the original focus with this and in bringing Sarah on was to talk about, you know, this incredible moment that we're in our state where now we're less than a week into having a new progressive majority on the Supreme Court. And we're already seeing, you know, like very exciting things develop, cases about maps being filed in the courts. And we thought, who else to bring on but our good friend Sarah, who I actually met in person, actually for the first time at the little like reception. I say little, it was big.
The investiture
ceremony. Mm-hmm. So that was really exciting. It's just a very exciting moment to, if someone isn't tapped in, to tap in, because it's hard to not feel like some really exciting, important things are about to be happening.
Yeah, Nicole did the same for you. And we talked about this a bit last week, but I don't think you can say enough that last week's swearing in for the justice really was a celebration, if you will, of people. Don't just think about it in terms of politics or ideology, but simply involvement that so many people, you know, got off the bench and into the game, much like you and the other Motherhood for Good people.
Absolutely. And I will say, you know, it's tireless work, and you can be involved in politics at different levels. And you don't even have to consider it being involved in politics. It's just being involved in the things that matter to you and affect your life. And that's one of the core things we believe at Motherhood for Good, right, is that parenting is inherently political and you can opt out of actually doing it, but it's still happening to you, right? So yes, to that point of the tireless work we've done and you know, me being in the Green Bay area and that blue wave from Door County on down through the Fox Valley and into Oshkosh, seeing the most recent election really, really, really drove home how important it is just showing up and that people care. And this is what Wisconsin wants.
Sarah, when I was talking with Kristen Lyerly in the last hour about this, we kind of stumbled upon a point that I'm hoping you can expand upon. And that is the way that, you know, judicial elections now have become rather political and almost partisan, and that, you know, you're not putting that toothpaste back in the tube. This is the world that we live in now. But that what you're looking for isn't the most political candidate for a role, whether it's justice or judge or even secretary of state for that matter, but the person who's going to serve and serve with integrity. And we made the point that for Janet Protasiewicz, she was very, she put her values out there and said, this is not how I'm going to rule on cases, but these are my values. Much like there are many things I disagree with Justice Brian Hagedorn, but he's also proven that, you know, despite whatever he says his values are, he's going to rule on the merits.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
If you talk, they will hear you.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how. And we tell them with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
So talk, they hear you. You can do it if you try.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
It's going to be too easy to both sides of this thing and say, oh, we elected Janet Protasiewicz and now they're fighting. You know, it's like, no, they're not there fighting. It's coming back to this transparency and accountability. And again, Aaron, it's the nature of service. And Kristen Lyerly noted in the last hour, again, it's not just justices. It's the people that you're going to elect to school board. Might not agree 100% with them, but are you going to agree with them a lot? And are they going to serve with integrity? That's really the thing that, you know, you and your neighbors, I think, are going to be looking for.
Absolutely. And there's so much about framing, right? Like that's a lot of what I'm hearing from this conversation right now is there's a lot about framing. And so much of what we try to do with Motherhood for Good is reframe or sort of distill the frame about any given issue to make it easier for people who maybe don't consider themselves to be like incredibly politically involved to really understand what's actually going on, to sort of understand beyond really polarized like headlines or like their, you know, friends or relatives, like hot takes or whatever. It's like, look at what's actually happening. So this discussion about what's going on with this sort of transparency suddenly being reopened, it's like that's going to get skewed by some voices as this like activist bench or whatever, when in reality, like we're sort of distilling now, it's actually coming back to what I think everybody would agree should be happening with our government, is that it's functioning for the people. We have to be able to see what's going on if it's going to function for us. So I think like reframing some of these discussions so that people can actually hone in on what's really happening, not just what's the sort of frantic discussion that everybody's sort of digging their heels into, like what's really happening, get informed, learn about what's going on. And that's empowering. And with that empowerment of information is going to, I think it just sort of necessarily turns into engagement.
That's Aaron Phillips, and we're also talking with Nicole Slavin and Wisconsin Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski. And Nicole, there was historic turnout in April, and certainly good reason for that, you know, coming off of the Dobbs decision and a very public race. But I wonder, moving forward, again, keeping people engaged and wanting to see that high voter turnout in the future, I don't know that that can always be done with frustration with a state's or with a U.S. Supreme Court decision. You've got to have those positive aspects that keep people involved. So how are you doing that? What are the things that you and your community and you want others in their Wisconsin communities to be talking about in terms of the value of staying engaged, not just because of one single thing that made you mad, but for the public good?
No, that's a really great point. And I think a lot of what we're doing is meeting people where they are, right? So it doesn't always have to be the whirlwind of the election cycle and knocking on doors and doing all of that. It's just staying connected to your community. So we do a lot of outreach as far as just getting parents together, moms together, maybe it's a cup of coffee, you know, and then you also talk a little about what's happening in the political cycle. Maybe you don't. Maybe you just get to know each other's kids and have a second to, you know, breathe and step away for a minute and connect with people. But I think knowing your communities, reaching out, getting better connected. It doesn't have to be about whatever the big scary thing is that happened. We have enough of that. We don't need any more big scary things. I think too, this is kind of a new day for us with the Supreme Court. Like, you look over your shoulder to Michigan and Minnesota and you see, hey, they took advantage of this time when, you know, things landed in place and you could really make good positive change. I really, really am hopeful and looking forward to lots of good positive change happening here in Wisconsin as well.
Sarah, as you move into this role as Secretary of State, to what degree are you doing public speaking or visiting privately with groups and such? And are you carrying some kind of a similar message in terms of, you know, staying involved and talking about more than just the duties and service of the office, but just being good Wisconsin citizens?
Yeah, I mean, if there's something that I think all of us have learned is you have to meet people and travel to their communities. You can't expect them to come up and visit you in Madison. And so for me, that's what I've been spending some of my time this summer. I actually was up in Rusk County in Ladysmith and met with all the county leaderships and the clerks and talked about ways that they need support and we can be working together. I did actually a town hall in Bayfield County in the town of Washburn, where we were talking about everything from my role as the chair of the Board of Commissioners of Public Lands to the work that we can be doing with modernization to just last week I was in the Cooley region. Meeting with their clerks and with their community leaders. And so this is, I think, what's really important is you got to show up, you got to listen, and then be able to talk about how the things that are keeping them up at night and the work that you're doing every day to make the state better.
And we didn't even get into the Board of Commissions of Public Lands. We could do a segment there on the things that you're doing, but I've only got a couple of seconds left, so I have to ask the more important question. Has your husband yet forgiven you for springing this on him, the Secretary of State's job?
Well, I mean, since this is the Motherhood for Good segment, I think another question is, has my son forgiven me? Because this morning, as I was running up to get ready for this call, he's like, where are you going? Mom, are you leaving me again? Because I was just in Kenosha yesterday.
Just a quick interview. Just a quick interview. You got this.
Mom.
Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski and working mom. Thank you so much. So good to talk to you again.
Thanks.
Come back again real soon. Aaron and Nicole, great as always. Thanks for another wonderful Motherhood Monday. When we come back, Terry Bell, Civic Media News Director, with three things to know to start the week. We'll be back. You're up north.
One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media Network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
Whether shopping online or in person, Knucklehead CBD and Vapes has everything you're looking for. From Delta 8, 9, and 10 to THCB, THCA, HHC, and more. And don't forget about all wellness flower. It comes in a variety of isomers. Find jars, pre-rolls, and cigs
online or at the shop. Plus, check out Knucklehead's Wellness Weekend Sale featuring a fantastic 15% discount on all their top quality hemp products, CBD, and Delta products. Knucklehead CBD and Vapes. Ignite your well-being at knuckleheads.shop or at 550 State Street in Madison.
Luke Mathers here to tell you about Dane by Locals Eat Local, Give Local event on Thursday, August 10th. Enjoy great local food and drinks while supporting area businesses and Dane by Local. It's easy and fun. Just go local for breakfast, lunch, dinner, that extra treat, or evening or afternoon drinks to experience what our local restaurants have to offer. So get out there for Eat Local, Give Local on August 10th and support a strong local economy. See a complete list of participating restaurants at danebylocal.com. danebylocal.com.
Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Alba Show, weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Alba Show on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
You are never far away from your favorite local radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app, and we invite you to get social with us by following our network's Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook pages. Want even more? CivicMedia.us.
Here's your Mad Radio forecast. Mainly cloudy skies today with daytime highs approaching 80. Northerly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows level off around 63. Tonight, partly cloudy. A blend of clouds and sun. Tomorrow, highs level off around 83. Highs level off around 83 Wednesday with a chance for scattered storms. 84, mainly clear Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 64 degrees.
This summer, Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX has a new starting lineup. 12:15, Town Call. 1 p.m., The Todd Alba Show on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Brewer game Saturday night. That was an exciting finish. Yeah, what more could you want?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That was the first time in, 47 games when they trailed at the end of eight innings, they finally won one?
And I was there for it, so that was good.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Good work out of you.
Hey.
Terry Prairie brings us three things to know to start the week, and we're going to pick up pretty much right where we left off, and that is, you know, the change that has come to the state Supreme Court, and a Chief Justice who didn't seem to have any qualms about removing powers and responsibilities from a governor and an attorney general a few years back, seems a little surprised to find out that it can happen to her office as well.
Well, the tables have turned, and the new liberal majority is asserting its power now, and it's not going over well in certain circles. So the new court getting off to quite a contentious start. Yeah, on Friday, the liberal majority held a meeting, voted to reduce the powers of the Chief Justice. So now many of those powers are now in the hands of an administrative committee, which includes the Chief Justice and two other justices that are appointed by majority justices. So that is new. Also, administrative meetings. These are not deliberations on cases, but administrative meetings, things like budgets, court policies, and other issues. These are being made public again. They used to be. They went private for several years. Now these are being made public again. Also, the court is forming a committee to study when justices should recuse themselves from cases. There's been some feeling that judges should be required to recuse themselves in certain cases. That is not the case right now. That is the choice of each justice in each case. But now there may be some stricter policies to follow. Now, Annette Ziegler, the Chief Justice, she says the majority is overstepping its bounds, but Rebecca Dallet of the new majority says the justices tried several times since spring to schedule a meeting for August, and that she says the Chief Justice refused. So it's kind of a she said situation there. And I guess the takeaway is that it's going to be a rocky couple of years on Wisconsin Supreme Court, to say the least.
Well, again, it doesn't have to be, but the things that you outlined, the changes are in many ways changes back. It was the conservative majority that loosened up the recusal rules despite immense public pressure from dozens of retired judges, for example, who called on the Supreme Court to have stronger recusal rules, and they opted not to. They having come off elections that were extremely expensive, extremely well-funded, and it raised a lot of concerns that there should be stronger recusal rules, and instead those rules were weakened, and as you said, the administrative processes were made less transparent. And so to the extent that in my mind, you know, the Chief Justice and also Justice Rebecca Bradley, if they want to make this appear to be a public spat, that's their right. But then it also, you know, the record needs to reflect the changes that they made while they were in the majority for all of those years. Yep. Our second thing to know about the week is, again, Wisconsin's status as an island. And not in a good way. We don't have the palm trees and, the sunshine year round. This is an island of legal restrictions, or shall we say legal opportunities, in all of the other states, thanks to a change in Minnesota.
Right. So recreational marijuana is now legal for adults 21 and older in Minnesota. And this makes Wisconsin, as you say, an island. We are surrounded. Each of our border is touched by a state where marijuana is legal in one form or another, recreational and medicinal in Michigan, medicinal in Iowa, recreational in Illinois, and recreational in Minnesota now. And why this is important to Wisconsin is because people who can now buy marijuana legally are leaving Wisconsin, at least for a day trip, to get their marijuana, and with it, the potential for a lot of taxable income for the state, which could be, you know, very helpful for the state's budget issues. And Melissa Agard, she's been the most prominent voice for legalization for many years. And again, she's pointing out this problem. In Minnesota, their Department of Revenue ran the numbers and figure they'll bring in $110 million in tax revenue between now and 2027.
Wow. Well, it's something where, again, we have a legislature that is, you know, gerrymandered in a way that it does not have to necessarily face any consequences for not going along with the will of the people in terms of how they vote or their values, whether it's abortion rights or legal marijuana or gun safety. But it's certainly something that legislators can continue to hear about if people choose to reach out to them. Third thing to know, Barbie's rich. Barbie's loaded.
Holy cow. This is important. I included this one because there has been so much talk since the pandemic about the future of motion pictures. And there have been a handful of them that come along in that time, declaring itself, setting itself up to be, or the media has declared them to be the movie that will save movies. And none of that really panned out until Barbie. So it reached $1 billion in gross sales this weekend, and it's on a very fast pace. There are only, gosh, I'm looking at 53 films in all time have made $1 billion. Barbie is one of them, and looks to just keep going. It's getting a lot of repeat business. People don't just see this movie once, they see it several times. And, you know, there is the, I think Warner Brothers kind of got this whole Barbieheimer thing meme yes. going. You can kind of forget Oppenheimer, although that's a very strong but flawed film in its own right. But Barbie's doing this on her own. She doesn't need Oppenheimer.
Oh, yeah. She definitely would have done it without Oppenheimer on there. So Aaron and I both saw it over the weekend. So tell me what you mean by a flawed film.
Well, a lot of what most of the criticism is that the movie pretty much yada yadas Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Mm-hmm. It really doesn't depict or convey in any way the human toll of the first two bombs that were dropped. I've read several articles that criticize the movie for that. I would guess if the filmmakers, I don't know what anyone has said about this, but if you ask filmmakers, I'm guessing they're telling Robert Oppenheimer's story. So to keep yes. it in his realm would be a perfectly valid choice, but also, you know, it maybe gave short shrift to, the human cost of the atomic bomb.
I hear you. Okay. Terry Bell, Civic Media News Director. Thank you so much, sir. Have
thank
a great start to the week.
You bet.
All right. And thank you, everybody, for being a part of our Monday morning here. You can email us anytime, radio@upnorthnewswi.com. You can stay up to date on our unabashedly Wisconsin news with our daily newsletter. Sign up for it at upnorthnewswi.com. We'll have Hans Breitenmoser and The Uplift with Christina Laurie tomorrow. Have a wonderful Monday. See you tomorrow.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
W22.